Welcome to the TD Sports NBA Betting Show. I am your host, Ty Delbridge, and today, February 11th, I'm going to look at the three bets that I wrote about on my website blog at tdsports.com. Make sure you check that out to find my podcast and blog there, as well as all my other bets for MMA and the football season when that, you know, comes back on. But for now, we're going to look ahead to the three bets that I have. I got two bets on the Blazers-Sixers game that's on national TV on TNT, and one more game as well. So when we come back, I will get into my picks and break down why I like them. Welcome back. Let's get into the bets I have today. And like I said, they are posted up on my website at tdsports.com. First up, I got the Indiana Pacers -3. I got it at -108 for the odds. Yesterday, I obviously didn't do a podcast, but I wrote about, I had the Pacers money line +100 and then +1 against the Brooklyn Nets. I thought the Nets in the second half of a back-to-back, who just lost to the Pistons, would not be able. I didn't think they'd win. Their defense has been terrible. They don't have Kevin Durant. They just lost to the Pistons, so a second half back-to-back, and they hadn't been that good on second half back-to-backs, but they beat the brakes off of the Pacers in the first half. The Pacers scored 30 points in the first half combined, and it's just ridiculous. And then they scored 64 in the second half, and they held the Nets to like 50 points. So it was a weird game, and they only ended up losing by 10. I think if they would have had just one quarter better in the first or second quarter, they might have won that game. But whatever. So I wasn't going to bet on them again, but then woke up today, and I got them at -3, and they are playing the Pistons. The Pistons are the worst team in the East, second worst team in the NBA record-wise. Basically, they have Jeremy Grant. That's it. I mean, like, you might get a game for Blake Griffin. I honestly can't even tell you really anything else about him. Like, maybe like Wayne Ellington, but like, I'm not scared of those guys. I'm not scared of Josh Jackson. It's basically Jeremy Grant, and he had 32 against the Nets. So they beat the Nets, the Pistons did, and then now they're playing the Pacers. So I think there's some recency bias here, because you get them coming off a win, and then you get the Pacers, who just lost to the Nets now on the second half of back-to-back. They've lost four in a row. But they've lost to the Nets, the Jazz, the Bucks, and the Pelicans. Four pretty good losses, really. I mean, those aren't really that bad losses, because the Pelicans are finally turning things around, and they went on a winning streak. But they lost last night, and I had them. But they should have won. Anyway, moving on. So those aren't some bad losses for the Pacers. I just think they're a way better team than the Pistons. This is just a gut pick. This is just a fan pick. It doesn't matter the stats, the trends, all that. I just think the Pacers are a way better team than the Pistons in every way. I think they can dominate on both ends of the court. I don't think this should be a -3-point game. This thing opened up at -5.5, and it got bet down to -3, and I think even -2.5 at some places, which is just ridiculous to me. So I'm taking the Pacers by more than one possession. I think they dominate the Pistons tonight after getting kind of embarrassed the night before, and now they get not a good team. Like, the Pistons just, they're not good. So they come off a win against the Nets, which the Nets kind of go up and down. They caught the Nets at a weird point. I'm not putting any stock. I'm not buying into the Pistons. So give me the Pacers -3. I think they roll tonight. Next, I'm rolling with the 76ers Blazers, and I'm taking the over 229.5. I also got this at -108. These two teams met last week. No Damian Lillard, no Derek Jones, no Ben Simmons, and it still landed at 226. And the Blazers somehow won that game with only 9 guys. Now we get all 3 of those guys playing in this game. I think maybe the Sixers will be kind of pissed off from being upset at home to the Blazers. I think we're going to get a high-scoring game. These are both pretty good offenses. I know the Sixers don't really like to push the pace, but against not a very good Blazers team, you can kind of do whatever you want. So I think the Blazers will have a hard time trying to contain Joel Embiid. They'll have a hard time trying to defend Ben Simmons attacking the rim and then dishing out the three-point shot. So I don't think the pace matters when you play a Blazers team. They have a chance to really give you 130, 120 on any given night. I know the Blazers the last couple games have gone under, but that was against a Magic team and a Knicks game. Those aren't two very good offenses. You get a way better offense here with the Sixers. You get talent. Kind of maybe a revenge spot. I think we could see a pretty good game, and this is also a national TV game, so you know, maybe this guy step up a little bit more than if this thing wasn't on national TV. So the Blazers have hit 7 of their past 10 overs, or they've gone over 7 of the past 10 games, I guess I'd say, and the Sixers have gone over 6 of their last 10 games. And like I said, this game landed at 226 last time, and the total closed at 223, so they went over, and now we have a 6-point increase. I think Damian Lillard is, I think just him justifies way more than a 6-point increase, but now you get him, Simmons. It's a national TV game, like I said. I think we see a high scoring and a very entertaining game, and I think the Blazers could upset the Sixers. That's the type of team that the Sixers could, might not get out of their own way, but they are like 13-0 when their starting lineup of all 5 guys play, so it should be a very good game tonight. But regardless, even if it's a blowout one way or another, I think this thing goes over 229.5, so give me that. I'm risking 1.8 units to win a unit, and same with the bet before that. I'm risking 1.08 units to win one unit. Same thing, that's what I meant to say, 1.08 units to win one unit for the last two bets. And then for my last bet of the night, I'm taking Gary Trent over point total 15.5 at -120. Since CJ McCollum has gone out with a foot injury, he has just been fantastic for the Blazers. He's averaging about 19.8 points, shooting almost 10 threes a game, and he's shooting 43.6%. Just ridiculous. The dude is a sniper from deep. So against the Sixers last time with no Lillard, and he was kind of the go-to guy for the Blazers, he scored 24 points. They'll need a similar performance from him tonight if the Blazers want to win this game. But now with Damian Lillard, I think that'll draw a ton of attention. I mean, that's what he does anyway. He draws always a ton of attention. And then so now when Lillard's getting going, and then when he's attacking the hoop, he'll draw double teams, which then should leave more open looks for Gary Trent. Same thing if they go down low to Kanter and they send double teams, or if Jones cutting and then all of a sudden Jones cuts and they worry about him. I think we have a chance to see a very good game from Gary Trent Jr. like he's been doing. So like in his last 10 games, he's averaged 16.8 points. So we get it a full 1.5 or more on his point total than 15.5. He's just been balling. He's becoming one of the deadliest shooters in the NBA. He's becoming just one of the best, maybe just offensive weapons in the NBA. But the sports books here, I mean, yes, they're giving him about what his average is, because yes, he's averaging 14 on the season, but now he's the starter and he's playing more minutes for right now, and it's not going to change anytime soon for the next probably 5 or 6 games until the All-Star break. He'll continue to play 30 to 38 minutes a game, depending what the Blazers need. So they haven't really maybe accounted for him yet or respect him yet, so they're still leaving his prop total a little low. I'm gonna take advantage of it. I think he gets 20 points tonight easily. Could even see another 24 point night from him, but I think the Blazers need a big performance from him, and he's just gonna shoot. Like, he's not gonna get discouraged even if he starts cold. He's gonna shoot throughout the game. That's why I like Gary Trent. He's not gonna go away. The dude is, he's just a baller, so he's gonna get his no matter what. So I'm taking Gary Trent over 15.5 points, and I think that also helps the Blazers and Sixers over when you got guys like him scoring, Dame scoring, Joel Embiid scoring, Tobias Harris scoring, Ben Simmons scoring. This thing's going over. The game's going over. I'm going Gary Trent over. I'm sure Dame will go over. I almost considered taking Joel Embiid's points and Ben Simmons' assists, but I can't. I didn't want to do that. It's a lot of bets, but those are also good bets. I think this, like I said, this is going to be a very entertaining game. So I'm betting one unit to win 0.83 units on Gary Trent's over 15.5 points. I usually only bet half units on props, but I'm feeling pretty good about this one. So we just went a full unit bet. So to recap, I'm taking the Pacers -3 against the Pistons. I'm betting 1.08 units to win a unit. Taking the Sixers Blazers over 229.5, betting 1.08 units to win a unit. And I'm taking Gary Trent's over 15.5 points, betting one unit to win 0.83 units. Best of luck if you tail these picks. Thank you guys so much for listening to the quick podcast. I really appreciate it. Make sure to like and subscribe to wherever your podcasts are for, or so where, like, just wherever you get them. Make sure to follow the blog at tvsports.com. I know some people can't always listen to a podcast if it's work or audio form, stuff like that. So I will be posting my picks in a reading form, and make sure to follow me on Twitter as well, where I'll share everything and let's engage talking sports and everything like that. Thank you guys so much for listening. Have a great night of bets, and we'll see you next time.